In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Tuesday, November 1st, was All Saints Day, but the church allows us to observe it today as All Saints Sunday. So, let me begin by asking, are there any saints here this morning, contrary to the popular idea that a saint is a very, very good person? The Christian understanding is that a saint is anyone who is baptized and believes in Jesus. So, let me ask again, are there any saints here this morning?
Yes.
Raise your hand, please. Good, good. My brothers and sisters, we have to start thinking of ourselves as saints. Maybe because we read in the scriptures that we are sinners saved by God's grace, sometimes we fail to understand that we can be saints as well. And then I like how the gospel singer Danny McCracken puts it in the song We Fall Down. He says, a saint is a sinner who fell down but got up again. You and I may have been born into sin, but when we confess our sins and became followers of Jesus, we became saints. We are saints because we are sinners who have been forgiven and loved into sainthood. It has nothing to do with what we do and everything to do with who God is. He is a God of love who loves us dearly. God made us for that very purpose, so he could love us and we could love him back. You see, God loves us enough to forgive us for everything we have ever done to separate us from him. If we will only ask his forgiveness, God will forgive us. God loves us enough to transform us from sinners into saint. So we join the great company of saints who have gone before us and the great company of saints who will come after us, all of us forgiven, all of us loved to our very core. All Saints Day, All Saints Sunday, is for all of us, including the faithful departed in Christ and for those who are still faithfully following Jesus. And that's us. On All Saints Day, we remember and give thanks for all those who have departed from our parish community this year. It's on this day that we also remember Christians throughout the centuries who faithfully followed the Lord but were persecuted for their faith and had to pay for it by their lives. We remember Saint Stephen, one of the seven original deacons ordained to take care of the widows in the early church. You see, Saint Stephen was accused of blasphemy against God and was stoned to death. We also remember Saint Andrew, who was among the first disciples of Jesus. He was the older brother of Simon Peter. Andrew, you see, traveled to the shores of the Black Sea to preach the gospel in the places called, now known as Greece and Turkey. When he was in Greece, Governor Achaeus told him to renounce his faith and stop preaching. St. Andrews refused and was sentenced to be crucified to death on the cross. But he requested an X-shaped one because he felt unworthy of dying on an upright cross as Jesus did. And so, my friends, we thank God for those brave men and women throughout the years who have been faithful unto death in making known the gospel. All Saints Sunday is one of the four times in the church when holy baptism is appropriate. The others are the Easter Vigil, the Day of Pentecost, and the Feast of Baptism of our Lord, which is the first Sunday after the Epiphany. So, my friends, on All Saints Day, we are to delight in our new sisters and brothers in Christ. You see, saints come in many different ways. And in today's gospel from Luke, Jesus focuses on the poor, the hungry, those who weep, and those who are ostracized. All of those people, you see, Jesus promises they will be blessed. Blessed, he says, are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Jesus promises blessings to us, all of us, who are poor, who are hungry, who are weak, and we are grieving, not because there is glory in poverty or misery, but because we are open, receptive, and seek God's grace and God's mercy. You see, the saints we remember today are people of blessings. They were set apart, not only because they prayed all the time, or because they were always good and did what was right. The saints of old were holy ones, blessed not because of what they did or had, but because of who they needed, who they allowed to rule their lives, who they lived for, and sometimes who they died for, Jesus the Christ. Their blessings arose from their need, that is poverty, hunger, mourning, exclusion, and sometimes spiritual, sometimes material, freed them to live expectantly for the kingdom of God. If we, like the saints, can truly listen to the deep need within us, we will be guided into holy living, my friends, and that will help us to love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. It will enable us to bless those who curse us and pray for those who abuse us. Yes, we will be able to turn the other cheek with holding nothing and giving to those in need without judgment. Yes, we will be able to do to others as we will have them do to us. That's how Jesus ends today's gospel. He says, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. My friends, he says, bless those who curse you. Pray, he says, for those who abuse you. Do to others as you will have them do to you. Yes, to do to others as God has already done for you. Not so you can become a saint, but because you are already a saint. Let all the saints in the church say amen.
Amen.